This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. France has authorized emergency measures after a dozen nights of rioting. Local officials can now impose curfews if they choose, and police have authority to conduct raids without warning. Even in a country that seems to thrive on civil unrest, this now counts as the worst crisis in four decades. And in a moment, we'll hear from a French lawmaker who's demanding a crackdown. We will start with a report from Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Calling the recent violence unacceptable and inexcusable, Prime Minister Dominique de Villepin said he was speaking to all the French people who were worried and shocked and wanted a return to normality and security.
La réponse de l'État, je le dis ce soir, avec force.
The state response, and I say this tonight with force, will be firm and just, he said. The priority is the reestablishment of public order and security in the face of those who threaten it, and they will be severely punished. The first sentences were handed down to rioters yesterday. Villepin announced a reserve force of 1,500 more police on the ground and the possible institution of nightly curfews, an emergency measure not evoked in France since the civil unrest of the early 1960s during the Algerian War for Independence. But hardly had the Prime Minister uttered his words when a 12th night of rioting got underway, with 324 cars and at least two schools burned before midnight. The violence in France has spiraled out of control. Police say the gangs are putting younger rioters who risk little or no prison time on the front lines, and they seem to thrive on the media attention. Yesterday, the riots took their first casualty. Jean-Jacques Le Chenedec, a resident of the Paris suburb of Stains, died after being bashed in the head for trying to put out a fire in his trash can. His widow, Nicole, expressed what was on many French people's minds. I hope that the person who did this will be caught and punished, she says, and that my husband will not have died for nothing. People have to wake up and do something about what's going on. Villepin also promised quick justice. This belligerent 19-year-old has just been given 6 months in prison for throwing Molotov cocktails at police. But up to now, analysts say it's the government's impotence during the crisis that has been most remarkable. It wasn't until 2 days ago that President Jacques Chirac made his first public statement about the riots. And Interior Minister Nicolas Sarkozy, whose incendiary comments calling suburban residents scum and hoodlums are being blamed for escalating the violence, has faced calls to resign.
La nuit dernière ont été filmés à Toulouse.
The unrest has now spread to 300 French cities and even crossed the border into Belgium. France's neighbors brace in horror lest the violence spill over into their own difficult neighborhoods. And for the French right wing, the situation is ideal for emphasizing their views on immigration. Philippe de Villiers is head of the Movement for France party.
Rétablir les frontières pour stopper l'invasion migratoire.
We have to close the borders to stop the migratory invasion and send the army into the suburbs to reestablish order. There's one simple message to these youths. France, you either love it or you leave it.
But the mood on the ground was more one of solidarity, as news reports last night showed citizens assembled in several suburban communities to say that they had had enough. Starting tomorrow, police will have the authority to institute curfews anywhere deemed necessary. But the question on everyone's mind today is whether these measures will be enough to stop the violence. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.